Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 24th, 2008, the feast of St. Bartholomew the Apostle. The Bible is full of lists of names. The famous preacher Fred Craddock cautions us, though, in one of his sermons, not to think of them just as lists. They are not merely lists, not simply filler, as if God had a word count to reach. For they contain the names of people and places that are absolutely essential for the working out of God's plan. They can tell us many things, and sometimes what they don't tell us can be important too. So it is with the man we remember today, Bartholomew the Apostle. His name appears on Matthew, Mark, and Luke's list of the 12. After that, there is nothing. Tradition has him traveling to India and Armenia, but the Bible remains silent. Does that mean that we could have done without knowing even his name? I don't think so. The Hebrew Bible passage appointed for today describes an interesting dynamic. In it, God promises Moses that after he dies, the people will still have prophetic leaders. God says, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command." It's really an amazing promise. For every time and place, God promises to send prophets from among the people. I guess that makes it okay that we don't know much about Bartholomew. He was one of those that God sent to his time and place. And since God always keeps promises, it must be that there are others who are sent. And remember, that's what apostle means. Sent to our time and place. Maybe they'll be the kind that are remembered forever, like Peter and Paul. Or maybe they'll be the kind whose specific deeds are forgotten, like Bartholomew. But either way, they are, and we are, gifts of our ever-loving, ever-abundant, promise-keeping God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who gave to your apostle Bartholomew grace truly to believe and to preach your word, grant that your church may love what he believed and preach what he taught. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Louis, King of France. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.